And now let's start with our students. And starting off this week will be Mariah Jeske's sixth graders from Ely, Minnesota.
Hello, this is the phenology report for Ely for the week of April 13th through the 20th. My name is Chase, and I'm reporting from the sixth grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our temperatures have been warming up with a high of 51 on April 19th and a low of 15th on the same day. We are almost at 14 hours of daylight, and a student even mentioned that it was getting light out in the 5 o'clock a.m. hour. The mornings are icy, but when we leave school, there are puddles because the snow is melting fast. There are lots of reports of slushy lakes, including miners. School was canceled Monday because we got 18 inches of blowing snow. Spring is showing up in the plants and trees in the area. Both Esther and Gabriel have noticed pussy willows are in bloom, and Robert saw buds on his basswood tree. Rosemary and Brecken reported that apple trees have buds. Matthew has a tiger lily garden in his yard and mentioned that they are starting to sprout out of the ground. This week, there were many reports of deer in large numbers. They seem to be searching for food on the new grass. Pelea woodpeckers were seen on trees by two different students. The Chagawa River is still a popular place to see birds. There were reports of millards, common golden eyes, and swans. Our para Steve has noticed the snowshoe hare are turning brown. Coyotes hollowing were heard by the Jacob on the evening of the 19th. It feels like spring outside. The current temperature is about 54 degrees as we are recording this on Friday. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report.
Thank you. Lots of good notes there. Lots of good things going on. Pussy willows definitely are coming out all over the place. Tiger lilies breaking ground. I saw wild irises coming up, not flowering, but just the first shoots of their leaves coming up out of the ground. And the snowshoe hares are turning brown in Ely. We don't see a lot of snowshoe hares this far south, but we always appreciate the moments that we do.